For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Like Paul Revere, former police officer Howard Wooldridge is riding his horse Misty back across America, proclaiming that we must legalize all drugs. Let's ask him why.
Howard, I'm looking at a picture of you and your horse Misty standing by a highway somewhere up in Kearney, Nebraska. Tell us where you are today.
Yeah, we're just in the outskirts of Grand Island, Nebraska, about 30-odd miles down the road, and headed to Lincoln. We're going to have a press conference. Horses are doing fine. It's getting hot. It was 98. It is 98 today with about 80% humidity, so it's pretty miserable, but we're still moving forward.
I see, once again, you're wearing the shirt. Cops say legalize drugs. Ask me why. Who's asked you lately?
A couple patrons at the cafe outside of a town near Grand Island, and I gave them the short answer of some focus on drunk drivers and child molesters, not Cheech and Chong and Willie Nelson. They said, well, that makes sense. And Dean, that's the way it's been all the way across America. It's really, really rewarding.
Now, Howard, I see many people have concerns about methamphetamine. What's your thoughts there?
Well, I do, too. You know, we had a tragedy here in Grand Island yesterday where an 18-month-old was able to get a hold of mom's meth. And the simple answer, of course, if mom had bought the amphetamines at a store, they would have come in a child-proof camper container, and the baby would have never been able to get to the drug. Just another tragedy could have been prevented if we would control and regulate amphetamines. Unfortunately, we're still in the prohibition mode.
Tell us about this journey. Where did you begin? Where are you headed?
Well, March 4, we left the beach in Los Angeles through Phoenix and Albuquerque, Denver, and Ogallala. Now we're basically in the middle of Nebraska, headed towards Lincoln and Omaha, and in about a month we'll be in Madison. And 3 months or so, we should be looking at the Statue of Liberty.
Now, you are a member of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Tell us about that organization.
Well, you know, we're comprised of police officers, judges, prosecutors, anyone who's dealt professionally with the consequences of the nation's policy of drug prohibition, war on drugs. We simply feel that if you have a drug problem, you should see a doctor in a clinic, not a police officer in a prison. Take some personal responsibility for your own foolish behavior, like we do not we allow now with alcohol, cigarettes, gambling, and other things, and apply that to all those 10 drugs out there that society decided that they should be prohibited from legal sale. And we are primarily engaged in speaking to the unconverted, going to Rotaries, Kiwanis, Lions Clubs, other organizations, speaking to the soccer moms and dads to their fears of legalization, and quelling, just quashing those fears by saying it's going to be a better, safer world for your teenagers when we eliminate the drug dealer and their free samples of heroin.
Please visit leap.cc. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.